The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome.
I'm just going to repeat what you said.
The show must go on.
This is The Show Must Go On, and I'm Tracy.
And I am Nikki, and we're here to judge, guys. How are we feeling today?
How is everyone feeling?
We're feeling good. How about you?
Yeah, just everyone shout it out. I'm good.
Yeah, just I'm let fine. Us know. We'll communicate
telepathically.
With you guys, telepathically. Yep.
Everyone says that they're good. You know, I mean, I'm sure some people, it's been a week. But I'm boring.
Oh, so my God. I kept thinking yesterday that today was going to be Thursday, and I'm like, oh my God, we're almost there. And it's like, no, we're not. It's just the second day of the week. Oh, guys, it's like it's going fast, but not fast enough.
Yeah. That's true.
That sounds awful.
No, it's true, though. Yeah. Because, like, for us,
can we get four-day weekends, please?
I don't want to talk about that.
Your face changed.
I know. Just, that's the dream, just to never have to work again.
Or to just do this for a living. Can you guys help us out?
That would be great.
That would be so nice. But, I cannot wait.
But it wouldn't feel like work. That's the thing, you know?
Exactly. When you're super passionate about it, like we are with this, honestly, like, I know I like it when I've been so consistent.
Right, it's fun.
It's so much fun.
It doesn't feel like work. We watch movies and TV shows and documentaries anyway, and then like we get to talk about it. Like, what's not to love?
Exactly. And we get to tell everyone our opinions, which is the ones that matters the most.
And we don't have to hear any responses.
I know, right? We don't care.
Just you and I having a conversation, so I don't have to hear anybody
else. In our little bubble.
Always. Little bubble, just you and I talking shit. That's it.
Oh my gosh. So today, well, not today, like an hour ago. So let me tell you how this day is going. An hour ago, I had, what's it called? The thing when you feel like you have acid reflux. Tums. I had two of them. And then before starting recording, I was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Don't ask me why. I think I've been having a Celsius every day and I need a break. Uh-huh. So it's like stupid shit. You know, it's not, you know. And I was showering. And I was like, why do I feel like I'm going to throw up right now? And it's like burping, you know.
Yeah.
Like one of those. I also, we still don't have a dining table. We still haven't bought, like, the bar stools. Mm-hmm. So, eating on the couch is definitely not good for me. Being hunched over, like, there's so many factors to this shit, you know? And all I kept thinking is, like, will it get easier?
No.
Ever.
No, I don't think so.
I am so tired of... you know, having a new thing every day, you know? Uh-huh. So I just had Pepto.
Right.
A chewable one.
Yeah.
Before we started recording because I'm like, I don't like this feeling.
Right.
You know? I don't like it at all.
Right. It's like, what's going to hurt today? What is going to make me feel bad today? I had too much dairy, so I have gas. I slept wrong. my neck hurts.
Oh, wait. So
the list will go on and on. Yeah, please cut me off.
No. Wait, because my list keeps growing.
Oh, God.
So, you know, for the women listeners out there, you know, the luteal phase. So I'm in the luteal phase right now, which is basically it's like a longer PMSing, basically. So it hit me on Monday, because this weekend is when I have my visit.
And Flo is coming. Monday.
Yep, it hit me on Monday, and it hit me like a fucking ton of bricks. Ugh. It was like, why do I feel so tired suddenly? Why am I annoyed by every single person that is around me right now? Then I try to go to sleep. I can't fucking sleep. I am hot. I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. Now, last night, that was Monday night. Last night, I slept like 4 hours because I was hot again. And guess what? I was dreaming about work. So I was basically working in my dream.
I hate that.
And I wake up and I was like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
I didn't rest because in my sleep I was working.
Right.
You know? And it's just so uncomfortable, and I just hate that we have to deal with that. That this is on a monthly basis.
It sucks. You know? It totally sucks.
Hormones out of whack, you know? And I think it's like, it's kind of like, I should be okay because people break out on their skin. I don't. Mm-hmm. So this is how it shows up for me, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And oh my God, I am so uncomfortable. Today, I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I think I need to stop drinking Celsius now because it's just not good for me. I don't feel good. You know, right. I was fine until I had a Celsius. Hmm. Like, I should have kept it with coffee. Just coffee, no energy drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, so welcome to, I'm about to turn 38 next month. So
it's trial and error, too, because it's like, well, maybe you can drink it. It's just like, at a certain time, like a certain window, because like I learned several years ago, I can't drink coffee after 4 p.m. You know, like that type of thing. Yeah, you know, yeah. Where it's like, okay, yeah. I can't have it past 4 p.m. If I do, like, as tired as I am, my brain won't shut up, and I won't fall asleep that night. You know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as you get older, you just become more in tune with your body and like what bothers you. Yeah.
I don't know, because I've been having it for a while, like a long time. And I every week I know, like, there are 2 days of the week that I don't have it because, you know. Mm-hmm. Ay, pero, like, I'm like, okay, now we have to let go of this.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers for all of us.
That's sad. Yeah. I do like Celsius. Did you see, like, Dakota Johnson did an interview and she was drinking, like, Celsius a day, and she was like, I don't know why I'm so manic, like, I just thought it was vitamins or something like that, right? And I was like, sis.
She did say that, and it's like, girly, you're having 400 milligrams of caffeine,
right?
One Celsius, like, if I drink it, because I have to drink it slowly through the morning, right. If I drink it fast, game over. Heart palpitations. You know, I'm fucking Speedy Gonzalez all day long. Mm-hmm. Like, no. And then I get uncomfortable.
Works. Because I am like a fucking slug. You know, I don't move fast. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of energy. But when I have a Celsius, whoa. Like you
said, world
I'm
your
the fucking roadrunner. Meep, meep, get out of my way, bitch.
Literally.
Like,
literally.
Go. I'm like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
So that's how you know for me, like, it works.
Yeah. So I'm just going to have to keep it. Or maybe I just need a break from it.
I was going
to
say, like, a little cleanse.
It's been a while since I've done a break from it, so.
Okay, yeah. Just maybe not for a little bit, and then see what happens, and if it bothers you, then yeah.
I'm just so tired of discovering things like this. Like,
I know.
Can we just keep it at the same pace? Because I swear to God, I was fine until I had it. So I kind of know it's that. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, I just want some like same thing for a while. Like, I want to get bored of the same feelings. You know, be like, oh, let me spice it up a little bit. But no, I'm spicing it up every fucking day of my life at this point. There's always something new.
It's like, just spin a wheel. What's it gonna be today? Yeah. Tick 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 tick.
Yep. Pretty much.
Boy oh boy.
But it is what it is. Moving on to happier things. Did you see the Emmys, Tracy?
Of course I did. Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you. Do you have cable?
Yes.
Oh, that's why. Because I had to. By the way, I'm so sorry. All these streaming platforms, and there's always like a plus plus or a plus live that we have to pay for to watch a basic shit that would be on a basic channel, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I had to like do a trial because I'm not going to pay more for Hulu or Disney. Like, we have all these streaming platforms, and for these shows, they're not enough. They're like, oh, if you want to watch it, you have to pay for Hulu Plus Live.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's ridiculous.
So I bought this like trial for like FIBO or FUBO. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, yeah, one of those.
FUBO, FILO, one of the.
FILO. Yeah, I think it's FILO.
So I bought a trial, and then I canceled it right away because I was like, there's no way I'm paying for another platform. And if I am paying it, it's because I'm being sponsored. So all these platforms there, you're on the lookout. Please pay for my fucking memberships on there.
I feel so like I at stuff. This point, Apple needs to.
Apple TV should be covering my Disney,
they need to hook us up.
My Hulu. Yeah. All of them. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But so you were able to watch it. Okay.
Yeah. I gotta say, I loved Dan and
Eugene.
And his Eugene as hosts. Oh,
yeah. They were
great.
That
was so beautiful. They did amazing. Yeah. I also felt like the comedy was, I don't know how to explain it. Like, because sometimes it can be really controversial, the comedy.
Sure.
And it didn't feel like that. It just felt fun.
Yeah. It was light.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, I like this. Yeah. You know, I'm like, and I like them. They work so well together, too. I mean, yeah, they're father and son, but that's a rare case, you know.
Right, yeah. That doesn't mean that you can work together well, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, they were perfect. And I love at the end when Catherine O'Hara came out
and Alexis.
Sorry, I can't remember her name. But yeah, so it was like
Annie Murphy.
Thank you, Annie Murphy. So at the end, it was the four of them, and they like closed out the night. And I just thought that was so cute.
That was so freaking cute. What a beautiful moment. Yeah. I also like, I feel like I wanted more Schitt's Creek, so. It was so nice to have them there.
Yeah, I thought they were great. Like, they were good.
I kind of want them to make a little movie.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be so nice. But let's talk about the winners of the night.
Yeah.
Shogun. Hello.
Like the most. I mean, Emmy award-winning show in I think Emmy history.
Yes, which is
amazing.
And they deserved it. The most diverse winners, like. This year.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Right.
So we had Shogun winning the drama series. And then Hacks. I know you like Hacks.
I've never watched it before. I keep telling myself every single year when they win,
wait,
I need
what
to
is
watch
that
it.
Show that I you watch that is like two older ladies?
Oh, well, there was Grace and Frankie on Netflix.
That's the one.
That one is that's a good show, too. I don't think it's been nominated for anything, but it's a super cute, fun show. So you should watch it anyway. But yeah, no, I've never watched Hacks.
I thought it was Hacks that you watched. Okay, no, so I need to watch it too.
I need to, because they win every year, and I go, I should watch it, and I never have. So maybe this will be
the
year.
They won, and they also, like, they also, John Smart, is it Jean? I think it's Jean Smart.
Jean Smart, yeah. Okay. Love her.
Jean Smart, she also won lead actress. In a comedy series. And then we have, like, the two leading actors in drama series of Shogun 1.
Snaps. Let's beautiful. Go. I mean,
they did such a beautiful job on this. Yes. We also had Jodie Foster winning.
I know. Good for her. I was
for
excited.
For True Detective. Yes. And for our favorite show that Joe doesn't like, The Bear, Jeremy Allen won. Yeah. Billy for the morning show, he won a supporting actor in that category. That was a rough one.
I was like,
I don't know who's gonna get it. That was
a lot of them though, because I'm going, mm-hmm. Listen, anybody who won, I would have been happy for them.
Yeah, like the competition was rough.
It was really close this year. I think everyone who was nominated mm-hmm. deserved it. Everyone who won deserved it. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
And we had Liza Colon in The Bear winning for supporting actress. That made me so happy.
I know. She was with, like, Meryl Streep, too, like, in that category. And, like, she was mm-hmm. with some heavy hitters. And she fucking won. And I was like, oh, my God.
Such a good job, too.
Love her character. Like, the character development. And just, like, the more you get to know her. And there was, like, an episode this last season that was focusing on her, like, before she started at The Beef.
That episode broke me. The one where she's eating that sandwich.
Because it's so fucking relatable. Like, this woman has mm-hmm. all the experience in, like, HR or like accounting mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. she's literally going for the same job somewhere else because she gets laid off, because this is during the 2007-2008 recession. Mm-hmm. Gets laid off from one job, goes to apply for the same exact job, and they go, oh well, we know you have like 30 years experience in this, but you need to have your bachelor's degree,
bro.
And it's like, seriously, what difference is that degree going to make when she has the experience doing this exact, like, it, nothing has changed since then. And it's so frustrating.
And the fact that she just wants a job.
I know, because she has a family to support.
Make money. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's so raw. It's so real. Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's great. And I didn't realize that her husband in the show is her husband in real life.
And he's also an actor. He is. He's been famous
a lot. I think he was on Dexter. Mm. I remember him on Dexter. Mm-hmm. He was one of the detectives. So he's been in a lot of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't know she was really married to him.
He used to be in soap operas, like in Mexican soap operas a lot. And if I'm not mistaken, he's in a few episodes of either Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. If I'm not mistaken.
I feel like that's mm-hmm. right. For sure.
Let's see what else. So I mean,
good for her.
Yes, me too. Then Baby Reindeer.
When I know, I was like, if Jessica Gunning doesn't win, because I'm sorry, that one I was like, she needs to get that shit.
She did so well.
Oh, so good.
But she did win, and also he won as well.
Won three.
I said yeah, because he did win for
Lead actor in
or directing
anthology, the writing and was it show, like best anthology?
Yeah. Show limited right. Show. Yeah.
So,
it was just so, because Trey was telling me, like, who do you think mm-hmm. like, he's like, what would you like, he's like, they were all so good, like, how would you judge them, you know? And I was like, honestly, for me was like Richard Gadd, that was his mm-hmm. name, right?
Yeah.
Just being so brave of not just only telling his story, but reliving it to tell it.
Right.
Many fucking times.
Yeah.
And to portray it in a way that we can understand and we can feel the pain that he felt.
Right.
It just because of that, I'm like, he deserved all the awards.
Right. Like, specifically when he thinks that he's going to get this writing opportunity, and that guy basically, sexually abuses him.
Yeah, and, like, to just relive gives him all those drugs.
Like, that, I think, like, the stalking is terrible, but I think that more so, because that's just... Yeah. Such a terrible, traumatic thing to happen to someone. And yeah, he was so brave and vulnerable to show it to millions of people. So, yeah, I think that was great. Deserves it.
He really did.
Yeah.
Like, I was really happy with everyone's awards in this show.
For sure.
I don't think anybody got, what's it called? Snubbed?
Yes.
Okay. Used the right words. Look at me.
I know, because I was thinking of something that is now an outdated term, so I'm glad you said snubbed.
So. I know. I'm like, oh, is that the right word?
Yes.
But yeah, that was really fun to watch this over the weekend. And like many of these shows, we have already reviewed. So if you haven't, go ahead and go back to those episodes. And I wanted to, we wanted to share with you guys that for the next month, for spooky season, we're going to be covering movies that are thrillers, scary, you know. We're really excited. I'm really excited.
And I'm shitting Tracy's my pants.
She's like, I don't know how I feel. Nikki's a psychopath. I don't know what to do. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
But we are doing it because it's so much fun.
I mean, we have to. It's like you said, it's spooky season, October, which, listen, don't get me wrong. I love the fall. I love October, November. Like, I love this season. It's my favorite. So I am excited, but also I'll be wearing my diapers. So
I love that for you. And in one of the episodes, we are going to have Giovanni as a guest. So stay tuned for that. And then I was thinking that I feel so bad because I'm always dragging Tracy to shit like horror nights. Like, let's watch a scary movie. And she's like, this fucking bitch.
I am such a good friend.
She is such a good friend because oh my god, I just love them so much because
I know you do.
I think I cope with laughing. Like, I get scared and then I just start laughing nonstop. And I kind of love that feeling.
Good for me. I mean, listen, that's well, laughing through being scared or whatever, like, I think that's a normal response for people,
like a true psychopath.
Yeah. Aren't we all? So
I think, man, that's
normal though.
But before we introduce what we're gonna be talking about today, I wanted to tell you, Tracy, how much have you enjoyed all these TikToks about Tanya and Tonka? Oh my god. People on TikTok are winning in life for sure.
Yes,
because
some people are so ingenious with these things, and they're fast too.
Fast and creative.
Yes,
like that one that I sent you when I think it's her boyfriend or her husband that pops out with like a monkey, like a onesie.
Yeah, I know.
And she's like, Donkey Bee,
right?
Here's your Gatorade.
Love it. It's so good. And the real Tanya Haddix is on TikTok. And I saw today.
I saw that.
That she posted that she's going to be starting a podcast.
Oh my god. If you guys listen to her and not to us, I'm going to hunt you down. Although I cannot see who's listening to us, really. I just kind of know like what region you're at. But I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you down like in Taken.
I feel like we don't have the same demographics. I think we're okay.
I don't know. People are weird out there. Because I did see her. I saw her account. And I was like, oh, she's out here living her best life.
Oh, yeah.
Posting.
Yes.
Physically, nothing has changed. We're in the same state. Yeah. You know, mouth, hair, the whole thing. She probably has like half an ear missing. You know, yeah. Oh, but we sure. can't see it with a wig.
I think someone commented, how's the ear with the heart with like the bandages on it? Like the emoji.
Yeah. My gosh. Well, just sending you to the TikTokers that make this kind of comedy. Thank you for existing, because I laugh so fucking hard every time, and I cannot help to share those with the people that I love. I'm like, look at this shit. People are so fucking funny. And so keep bringing those to our lives, please, because
give us that good content. Oh my gosh. Please, I need an escape from life. So that's I go
from
down
reality.
The, yeah, so I go down the rabbit hole. So
thank you. Oh god. TikTok. I always said, I'm never going to go on. And I,
me.
That went to hell like 2 years and a half ago.
Because I was like, I don't want to see people doing dances all the time. That's literally what I thought that it was. And then I think finally I was like, let me just look at it. And then it's great because you see that there's so much more out there. And that it's it finds so your algorithm more. Too. So it, like, it finds those topics that you like. So if you're into Tracy, educational videos, they'll find them for you.
In 2019, when I used to work at a cycling studio in Brickell, I remember I was managing, and I remember telling one of the front desk girls, she was just giggling nonstop. And I was like, what is it that you're looking at? She's like, TikTok. And I was like, why do you need a different app? I said, there's Instagram. And she's like, it's not the same. And it truly isn't. It's definitely not the same. I am doing what she was doing at work. I do it in bed right before going to sleep.
Yeah,
I am giggling on my phone like a little stupid bitch, enjoying all these fucking TikToks. And it's lovely. It's, and I can't believe I missed all those years.
I know. It's great, but also it's terrible, because I tell myself, just one more video. And then it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, I have to go to sleep.
I gotta put this phone away. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a limit.
That's on smart. The amount.
So it reminds me and I'm like, okay, I have no choice. It's a lot of willpower though.
Oh.
Because I could be like, ignore 15 more minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? For sure.
But keep those TikToks coming, people. We love them so much. But enough with the talk. We talk so much shit here. Tracy, you want to tell them what are we talking about today? Oh, wait. This is not like this. This is like this.
Very important word.
So very important.
It is. So today we're going to be discussing Netflix's The Perfect Couple. So when one
so fucking good.
When one lavish wedding ends in disaster before it can even begin, with a body discovered in Nantucket Harbor just hours before the ceremony, everyone in the wedding party is suddenly a suspect. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. This is definitely a whodunit.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Directed by...
Susan Beer is how I want to say her name.
I think it's Beer.
Beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, she's done a few
Who
things.
Who also directed...
But she did Bird Box.
Which
is really good. Also based off of a book.
It's so good. Very good. Yes. And I didn't know The Perfect Couple was from a book. I think you were the one that told me that.
I think so.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Right.
But I just want to say from the get-go, I fucking love that show.
It was better than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't looking forward to it. I was going to be like,
I mean, you probably read the white book, people. Right?
No. It's not an author that
I
read.
No, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No, it's not an author that I typically like to read. So this, to me, because she...
It was
so
like...
Ellen Hildebrand is the author. Now, she's known for, like, light romantic beach reads. That's not my style.
Oh.
So this...
Wait, what was that book that we read?
All the Single Ladies by Dorothea Benton Frank. Good grief.
Good grief.
What a piece of shit.
What a waste of time.
Literally one of the worst books I've ever read, and I can't believe I finished it.
You really did, because I couldn't. I was like, I can't finish it.
I know. I was like, I have to. I have to power through because I'm not a quitter.
God. Oh, I'm so proud of you for that.
I don't know.
But yeah, you were saying the author of this book, she's like kind of like romance.
Yeah, like romance, like beach reads. So for this, because like you said, it's more like a murder mystery. Yeah, out of left field.
Full
I
on.
Feel like I wasn't expecting this. So it was very entertaining, because I hate the trope of like rich white people with problems.
Well, I kind of liked it, like that. It was like White Lotus, you know? It kind of reminded me of that.
Because they're so
that
fucked up.
Yes. So I was like, this is just bad. Everyone has slept with that lady, you know? Like, there's, you know.
Oh, father and son.
The obsession of the maid with you know, the husband. Like, there was just so many things that I was like, this only happens in these families. Like, this is a world that is so foreign to us. Mm-hmm. And even, maybe you, Tracy, because, you know, you're American, you're white. You know, maybe you would have had a taste if you guys were, like, rich or something like that. But I think this is... how do I say, like a new type of rich, you know? It's not like, it's not generational wealth. She busted her ass to become that.
Right. Nicole Kidman's character did, Greer, because we'll learn later on that she didn't come from a wealthy background.
Exactly.
And she becomes like New York Times best-selling author. Like, she's the one who makes the money in the family. She is the one who's sort of letting them keep appearances and keep everything up.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband, Liam Schreiber, his family does have money.
Yeah.
But but because he doesn't work. I think, who was it? Was it the French family friend, that lady? And she was like, oh, he hasn't worked a day in his life.
Uh-huh.
Like, his family, they just have money. Because that house, what'd she say, was like $40 million?
You know what? I don't know. You probably have it in fun facts, but everything looked like the Hamptons. It didn't look like Nantucket. But again, I've never been there, so I could be wrong. But the whole setup, it was like, this is the Hamptons. Mm. This is not... Or it looked really, really familiar.
Right.
Only familiar, guys. Don't come at me, because I used to babysit there. I don't own a house, but I'm hoping I will.
She's a bougie bitch. It's fine. It's in the Hamptons.
But wait, let's talk about the beginning, because I want to talk about the opening of the show with the little fucking dance. It's just so unexpected.
Yeah.
You know?
White people kinda
I kind of like it that it was like, the show is like kind of so serious, and then it's like that fucking dance for like the opener, the intro of the show. I think I love the irony of it, you know, like everything is fine, you know,
right?
But it's not really.
And also because the music too, because I think it's like Meghan Trainor, it's like a new song of hers called Criminal. So, and it's like super upbeat, and they're like, yeah, Criminal, woo woo woo, you know. So like you said, it's like sort of a juxtaposition, the music, the lyrics, the whole setup of the show. So I mean, it is fun.
Yeah,
white people.
I kind of like that they did that, because we never really see that in like shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about that first episode, that is the Happy Wedding Eve, and wedding guests arrive at Nantucket for the lavish rehearsal dinner at the Wimbury Estate, but the nuptials take a tragic turn when a body is discovered. I don't know if you feel this, but the leading actress, what's her name?
I don't know. The one who was the bride to be?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly how I feel about her. Yeah. She's forgettable. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what it is about her. I kept thinking about, what's her face? Megan? The actress? The one that plays her best friend?
Oh, Merritt?
Merritt. But in real life, I think her actual name is like Megan.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Merritt, you know, I also feel like that actress is just, she performs so beautifully. And I feel like we saw that in White Lotus.
Yes. Yeah.
She has a way of portraying characters that is like, it sucks me in right away.
Yeah.
But in that episode, right away, like, we're seeing the dynamic of the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how rich they are and how basically the bride-to-be is like an outsider. She doesn't make as much money. Her parents are not millionaires and her mom is dying of cancer, you know. And we see all this dynamics happening. And we look like, oh, everything is happy. But we see, like, those, like, snappy moments that you're, like... It's so funny how in such a short amount of time, you kind of understand the relationships right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, at the end, they just show a body. And then we actually don't know who it is. And then we kind of know... They kind of show us episode two, right?
Let me ask, did you have any guesses who you thought it was? Because what it is I thought for a second maybe it was the bride-to-be. But then it shows her being on the beach or whatever, like running and being like, ah, and like screaming. And I was like, who the fuck is it? So I actually, I didn't guess who it was.
Did you? Yeah, me either. Okay. I thought it was the bride the whole time.
I thought so too.
I thought it was the bride until they showed it wasn't her.
Right. And then I was like, her friend? What? Poor Merritt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she was so fun, you know?
Right. I think that's what kind of made it worse, too, is, like, the little bit that you saw of her. Like, she just seems so raw and real compared to this family who seems...
They're
fake as fuck. They're just putting on appearances.
So fake.
So fake. For her to be killed. I was like, oh, shit.
Yep. And, like, let's... I love seeing Dakota Fanning playing these roles. Because we've seen this girl on the screen grow up, you know, from when she was little to being a grown-ass woman. And, you know, she is so good with her eyes. You know, the way she, like, opens them. And she says so much with so little. Yeah. And that's what makes her such a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
So when she has roles like this, I'm like, fuck yeah. Her and her sister, Elle Fanning, like...
So good.
These girls are so fucking talented. Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and at one point, I thought it was her. I thought it was her that died.
Oh.
You know? Like, at the beginning, because in the first episode, they just show kind of like a body, but you don't kind of realize who it is until, like, next episode.
Mm.
But I was like, it's definitely a girl. So I even thought it was her, too, at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, because we see in that first episode, the relationship with her husband is just, not good.
Right.
You know?
I could not stand Dakota Fanning's character in this.
Like, she did so good.
So good when you, like, can't stand a character. Like, sometimes I think it's harder to play a character that you hate. I thought she did really well with it because I just wanted
she was an asshole.
Punch her in the face the whole time because then eventually, like, it shows the cops get pulled into it and they start an investigation and then you see them interviewing people one on one. And some of her answers, and I was like, who talks like that to the cops? Mm-hmm. Like, he was sticking his dick in anything that moved. You know, shit like that. And you're
she's
like,
an asshole.
What? Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking terrible.
Yep. And her stillness. Because she would just sit there with her hands on her, like, pregnant belly. Yep. And she would just say it, like, bluntly, like that.
Yeah.
She's such an amazing actress. I cannot wait to see where she goes, because I know it's just going to be even better as she keeps growing in her career. Let's go to the relationship of the bride and the groom. Because that really, you know, that first episode, I'm thinking the whole time, oh, they love each other. In the first episode, you're like, oh, she's so happy, he's so happy, he's defending her, da 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 da. And then we're like, oh wait, this is not.
It ain't it, sis.
Not happy.
No, and you see that she's like kind of rushed too, like they haven't really known each other that long, which listen, I mean, sometimes they say when you know, you know, and there are couples who they meet and it's like, okay, this is my person. It happens.
For me, everything started changing when she's like on the window and she's looking at this guy who was like her fiance's friend.
Shooter.
You know? Yes. So she's just looking at him and I was like, oh. And right away, Trey was like, oh.
When they came out of the cab. He likes. Right?
Well, no. Oh. When she was on the. When she's in her room and she's looking down at the pool and she's just smiling.
The whole time. Right. And they're like playing around in the pool. I thought even before that, when Merritt and Shooter had gotten a cab together from the airport and he came out of the cab and the way that she looked at him, I don't know, for me even then I was like,
okay. Oh, but you noticed it before. So you see, and when and Trey was like, oh, I think she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, because I love that there was like a twist with every single character.
Yeah. Constantly guess. There was one point I'm like, I'm not guessing anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't have all the facts. Because they kept throwing the things in. It was like things that had happened years before. Like the fucking tutor. The youngest kid, Will, his tutor. And I was like, that was like episode 5. So it's like, I'm not guessing anymore. And we're just going to see how this rides out. Because like the end of the first episode, I was like, it's Tom. He was super drunk. And he made a move on Merritt because he's already cheating on his wife, right? So he made a move on Merritt and she, you know, was like, don't touch me or whatever. And he got mad and choked her, drowned her, whatever.
I thought it was him at the beginning.
Right.
I was like, it was probably him because he was like asking his brother. I was like, oh, what's this sistering situation there?
Yes.
And it's like, bro, like, what the fuck?
Right.
And then after that, I was like, it's Tag. All the way. It was Tag.
Right.
He did that, you know. And I fucking love when shows make you guess every single time. I'm surprised this was an Apple TV because
that's they love true. It reminded me of Presumed Innocent, where it's exactly. like everybody has a motive, everyone has a reason to kill.
Exactly. I thought it was Tag. And then I was like, maybe not. And then I was like, okay, so maybe it's Nicole Kidman. And let's talk about her character development in this show. Beautifully done.
Yeah.
I hope she gets nominated next year. Because this just came out, so she wasn't going to get nominated for these Emmys.
Right.
Because that monologue she has in the living room, where she just, it's like war vomit, she says everything. I was like, that was peak acting.
Because I think at that point, because this was like the last episode, so I think it was like,
I think it's the second to last or the last. It's just like,
but at that point, she's like fucking done. She's like, I have done everything I can in my power to protect this family. To protect
you motherfuckers.
To protect our image. And nothing is working out. you all are ruining it. So you know what? At this point, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, you could just see that she would like was throwing in the towel. She was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just lay it all out on the table.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I love that she was an escort, and
that's how she met Tag. Like, and he was like, oh, don't tell. It's like, hey, listen, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, a woman has to do what a woman has to do.
Is she paying for your fucking lifestyle and you fucking cheating around? I'm so glad she was like, fuck you. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep. And he embarrassed her at her book launch. I think that's really what it was, too. When he got up on stage.
That was so funny.
That was so fucking awkward, though.
It was so awkward, but when he fell, I was like,
oh, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. What really made me cringe, though, is because he's wasted. He shows up because he had been at the police station getting questioned. They release him. He shows up to this book launch of hers, and she's in the middle of a speech, and he gets up on stage, and then he just starts busting out of, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, which, listen, great song. But then it was so weird, and she's like, yeah, everybody. Like, doing a little dance.
Like, she's trying.
And oh, so fucking awkward.
And I think some of her friends are, like, trying to.
Right. Like, never trying. Gonna let you down. Like, they're singing, like, the same two verses. But
it doesn't pick up. It doesn't pick up either.
Because I think most people were like, I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be like, what's happening?
Oh, my God. So terrible. That was so well done. You feeling embarrassment and awkwardness shows how well directed that was.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's true, I just remember that she just kept trying to dance, but...
Yeah, she's like, woo! That's right. Who doesn't love some Rick Astley? Listen, yes, of course.
I'm gonna kill you later.
Oh, for sure. You can just see that she's like, this motherfucker. So, yeah, I think it was that point that she was like, you know what? I'm done.
Fuck everyone. Yeah. And also, like, that again, like, with her storyline, there was also a twist with her brother. You know,
yeah, that I had no idea who that guy was.
I did not see that coming at all. You know, I was like, when I thought it was her, I was like, she hired a hitman. And boom.
Right, because then they found that there was a wire transfer of money that Shooter had given her $300,000. Which, actually, when you think about it, that's a lot of money. Because we've seen true crime stuff where it's like people pay someone $2,000 to kill a person. Which is not a lot of money. So, $300,000 is like... insane amount, but still, okay, sure, she hires this guy, because then he shows up too to the book launch, and he had been calling her incessantly,
nonstop,
right? So the cops are suspicious as fuck, like, who's this guy that has been calling her? And it came from the Sand Dollar Inn or whatever, which is, like, I guess one of the only inns on the island or whatever.
Yeah.
But just looking so suspicious, and he looks rough, and I think he had, like, a scar, and you're like, oh, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, and then like, they're, like, relating him to the mafia.
Right, because they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's in the Turkish mafia, whatever, and then they pull him and Greer into the police station, and they're interviewing them at the same time, which I feel like wouldn't have happened in real life. They would have put them in separate rooms.
Oh,
but
yeah,
whatever, it's TV, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we find out that that's her
It's
brother.
So beautifully done to see her as
up.
An
she's
actress.
Like,
hold up. And then she's like, oh, my God.
Right.
Like, yo, this is my brother, and I've been fucking covering his ass for years.
Like I do everyone else.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
Yes.
I think that's just...
And then, like...
You see a woman just sort of, like, breaking down. Like, as...
Throwing the towel.
Yeah. Which is totally fair, you know? Like, she has all this pressure and weight on her shoulders. And, like, no one is appreciative.
And the thing is, like, I don't know if you felt that at the beginning. I was like, I hated her.
Oh, couldn't stand her. I thought she was such a bitch with her passive-aggressive remarks.
Such an
to like the bride to be.
She's such an asshole.
To Dakota Fanning, and I don't give a fuck. She was like, "Oh, I don't care," or like, "We're not talking about that anymore." And I was like, "I don't like Dakota Fanning's character, but like, fuck."
Yeah, 100%. It's just like her character was so entitled the whole time. But I'm like, I would have been exactly like that if I was covering everyone's asses in my fucking home. That's why she had everyone sign an NDA, because I am here pouring my life away for you all. So it just makes so much sense as the show goes on. But again, her twist and plot twist of her journey was that she's covering everyone. She was an escort, and boom, her brother.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. And then we have the other plot twist, which was basically Tag having many affairs. Mm. Not just the one with Merritt, you know, like he had one before and before and before and before. Mm. And then to see that change, even in the same night, of like, oh, you're pregnant, oh, da 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 da, you're the best, I love you, and then to be like, you can't keep it. Excuse me?
Right. It's the most beautiful thing that could happen between a man and a woman. Abort.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness they have the rights in that show.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, that plot twist. And then we have the plot twist of the youngest kid.
Will,
yeah. Because, well, he also, his closeness with the daughter of the cop. Mm-hmm. And then he was also way too close to the tutor.
Yeah, I know. So he had like a French tutor, and he said, oh, I gave her this note and it said, you are cute, and then the next day she's gone, and I thought it was my fault, and this whole time it was my father. And I'm like, okay, you were like 14 when that happened, so,
and that's why it feels so heavy.
I guess so. Yeah. But it's also like, okay, yeah, you told her she's cute and then she leaves, but like, is it really that devastating? I don't know. It was a little much for me.
Rich people problem.
I guess so. He seemed very fragile anyway. I don't know if it's because he is the baby or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I mean. And then we have the oldest brother and having a full-on affair with the French lady that has had sex with her dad.
Right.
With his dad.
Right. Ugh. And he's like into pills, like we find out that he's like stealing people's pills and sort of like roulette. Being a dealer.
Yeah. It was just so many, you know. I do appreciate when they do so many different storylines, and I'm in it in all of them.
Mm-hmm. But not like convoluted where you like can't keep track of things or it doesn't make sense. Like everything does tie in together, because even like the pill roulette, right? So it makes sense that, you know, this spoiled kid just goes through people's things and takes their pills and is like giving them to other people, but he gets the pills from, what the fuck is her name?
What was her name?
The bride. Yeah. Oh my god, hold on, because it's gonna bother
Amelia?
Me.
Amelia, no.
That sounds right. I think it was Amelia.
Yeah.
Yes. So
Amelia.
Yeah. Her mom has cancer, and she had these pills that were for euthanasia. So it's like if the pain ever got too bad, she could take. She had three, and he said he took one, and then, spoiler alert, we find out that one pill Dakota Fanning crushed up, put in some orange juice, and she gave it to Merritt. Merritt drinks the juice, which makes her woozy.
Drowsy. Lucy, whatever it
Lucy
is.
Goosey. And, oh, let's go for a swim. Okay, yeah, that sounds great. And then bye-bye. So, yeah, we find out it was Dakota Fanning who kills her. but you know, it's like that makes sense, you know? Like, oh, okay, oh, everything 100%. Connects.
And, you know, she was my last guest, too. Like,
yeah.
I would have never thought it was her.
Right.
You know? Because she... at one point, I thought it was the maid.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, too. It's because just everyone looks so suspicious, and they have a reason to do
because
it.
Because that maid, she was obsessed with that guy. Yeah. And I know she would have done anything for him. Mm. If she would have, if he would have been like, I need you to get rid of her, she would have done it.
I could see her, like, hearing that she's pregnant and being like, this whore, she's not going to have his baby. Like, who mm-hmm. knows, mm-hmm. you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, I didn't think it was... because also, she's pregnant, right? Like, uh-huh. pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I think
yep.
that kind of makes her seem...
takes it away.
Kind of innocent,
yeah.
right? Because it's innocent. Like, oh, well, mm-hmm. she's pregnant. She's going to have more maternal instincts now. Because, like,
and
even
when
she was...
an outsider. Like, she's not even,
right.
Like...
like, she was trying to give yeah. tips to Amelia to, like, be on Greer's good side and just, like, try to mm-hmm. be invisible a mm-hmm. little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And when she...
and, like, that little scene that they have, the like, you get a little bit of authenticity.
When she's packing.
She's like...
Merit stuff.
Yeah, she's like, she was a cool girl.
Right.
She's like, I didn't like her, but she was a cool girl.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like, she is yeah. putting, like, it was kind of weird that she was, like, in her room putting her things away. But yeah. still, you're thinking, oh, this is, like, maternal, you know? She's, like, just cleaning yeah. up. She's doing something nice. Lo and behold.
Ah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, so well done. And then this French lady that I still can't remember, like, she's like a family friend, but I'm like, how did she meet the family? I can't remember. Do you remember?
So she knew Tag
uh-huh.
from like way before. And okay. I mean, they definitely had.
Oh yeah.
Something going on.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he had something going on with everyone.
My goodness, sir. Mm-hmm. Put your mm-hmm. ding dong away.
And also, let's talk about Amelia and her fucking walks at night. I'm like, girly, have you heard any true crime podcasts? Because, why?
I guess they figure because it's rich people, so you feel a little bit safer.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All those nights that I babysat in the Hamptons, I would have never been like, I'm going for a walk. There's no, like, lights out there.
That's true.
You know, it only come from the houses, mm-hmm. but the streets, no.
That is true.
You know, it's so secluded. Like, mm-hmm. it's, I don't know. I was like, and she, all the time, she's like, I went for a walk. I'm like...
did she really, though? Because she was, like, down in the police station a lot.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, nobody's going to believe you, so stop saying that.
Right.
And then...
I know. I thought that she'd be like, I'm sorry I took the car. I went for a drive. Which, one, seems more believable, and two, wasn't a lie.
Exactly.
Because isn't that what they tell you? Is like, if you're going to lie, you have to put some truth in it. Mm-hmm, so it's like mm-hmm. if she said, I'm sorry I took the car, I went for a drive to clear my head.
Yeah.
That's not a total lie. Yeah. She just doesn't have to tell him where she went, which was the police yeah. station, but...
yeah.
I don't know.
I still feel like her as an actress, forgettable.
Yeah, like, I think...
I don't know what it is.
Someone else could have done the role, you know, and I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. And I think she's done a few things, yeah. but I don't know why.
Question.
Also, the other the other actors were so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think also they had, I don't know, maybe they did their own work as far as character development, but I felt like they knew their characters a little bit more,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
like what yeah. type of person they were, and I feel like she didn't 100% do the work.
Mm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
I could say that. Mm-hmm.
Because you, as an actor, you sort of have to, like, fill in these blanks of, like...
Create your own story.
Right, what were they like mm-hmm. as a kid? Where did they grow up? Mm-hmm. Like, were they bullied? You know, that you have to do mm-hmm. that character development to be where you are within the show yeah. or the movie. And I feel yeah. like she didn't really know who yeah. she was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Mm. Question.
You said you had a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you have signed the NDA? Because, like, when Benji comes to her and she's like, so my mom needs you to sign the NDA.
No. I wouldn't have. I would have been like, I need a few weeks to think about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have either.
It's also like, it's like you don't know if you're hiding the killer there, so
that's what I would have said. What? I would have said I'm not signing it until we figure what happened to my
exactly.
friend.
Exactly. And also, like, because at the end it kind of like everything like makes sense and aligns, you know, like right. do. And then you realize that the NDA is more about Greer's personal life mm-hmm. you know, and it's knowing that what she's writing about is not real, because at home is a fucking disaster. They're not the perfect couple, you know, they're not the perfect family. Right. So I think the NDA was for that rather than, you know, somebody kills. No, it was just like messy. Like right. at home is messy. Yeah. It's not what we're portraying. But yeah. you don't realize that until later, you know, mm-hmm. until she comes home and she's like, fuck you all. This is what's happening, and I'm done being this fake person. I am done. I'm tired. I'm just gonna keep it honest. And then she says to her publicist, she's like, and there's a book for this too.
Yeah.
And I was like,
do like a tell-all. I'm
thinking of that money. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, I got something yeah. in the works. It's coming. Don't you worry. Mm-hmm. That shit is gonna sell mm-hmm. like hotcakes.
Cakes. Oh, I wanted to read it, I know, and I'm like, yeah. these people are not real,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Because the whole thing is, like, she's written this, I'm assuming that it's this book series, it's, like, Dash and Dolly, and I'm assuming they're a couple, and they're, like, murder mysteries.
It's just them. Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, yeah, Dash and Dolly represent her and Tag, because mm-hmm. I love the, because they get interviewed for like a magazine or newspaper, and they just are really harping on the fact of like, oh, you know, Dash and Dolly have a perfect marriage, and like you know, you probably based it off your marriage with Tech. You guys are the perfect couple.
And then he starts singing again,
and it oh I know, too much. But like, there's, I don't think there's any such thing as a perfect couple, because even if no. there is a couple that is like fully in love, they have a good healthy relationship, they're still not perfect.
It doesn't,
like, they're
gonna have to exist.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, ugh, why, as a journalist, but you should be ashamed. Quit harping on this.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know if you felt this, but through that interview I was so uncomfortable, because you see, like, Greer, like, being like, oh, yeah, like yeah. kind of, like, stop. Like, I wanted to not be there, and I wasn't there. But I'm like, that's what good actors do, you know? They make you feel so uncomfortable, you know? Like, he kept pushing. She kept basically, like, stop, yeah, you know? I was like,
right. Because this fucking guy
uncomfortable.
Can't stop yeah. drinking and smoking. See, that's the only reason that I thought that he didn't do it, is because he was high all the time.
Oh, maybe.
You know? So maybe. I feel like people who yeah. smoke the marijuana, they're not, like, really violent people. Like, you don't hear
yeah,
stories of, like, yeah, I was high, you know, I had smoked a joint, and I killed somebody. Like, you don't really hear that very often. Yeah. Like, now someone's on, like, bath salts or fentanyl
yeah.
or meth. Crack or meth. Yeah, yeah, like, wow, you know, they go crazy. But yeah, not so much weed. And he smoked a lot. So that's the only
and
reason I was
like,
I don't
too,
think it's him.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good reason for not to be him. But I was also thinking, like, the toxicity between their relationship of like Nicole Kidman and her husband in the show, mm-hmm. it was so like up and down. You know, because it was never like her being like, I hate you, and him being like mad. And, you know, it was never that. It was really like kind of like light passive aggressive, you know, like it was never like a build up for me to be like, yeah, he killed her or she, like I always had the doubts, but I would have never thought like she killed her like full on, like violently, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's true. Because the only time that even like when we see her get mad, it like it's, wasn't even
it's like
that bad. Yeah, she was like, you want me to yell? And it's like, meh, it wasn't yeah. that bad.
She kept her composure. Wait, how do you say
composure?
It?
Like, yeah, through composure it all. Yeah, the whole time. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when you see her when she's yeah. angry and then they have like sex.
Yeah, so it. And
don't touch like, me. And then you. She's like, Like 2 seconds later, don't touch me. I was like, that.
That was exactly how she did it.
Yeah, because he kept being like, I want you. I've always wanted you. Okay, well, like, then
what
stop
does that mean?
Fucking other girls.
Yeah, other. Thank you.
Dude.
Like, you don't want her if you're putting your dick somewhere else.
Right, like you just impregnated you someone like 2 months ago, and now you're being like, oh, I want you. I only want you. Well, then fucking show it.
Like, and like, you, like I want you back.
Well, cheating is not going to be the way, so...
Exactly. Exactly.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let
oh
you...
Oh, my God. Why do you keep singing that?
That and then...
singing it, like...
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
Anyone.
Yep. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Gone. Oh, man. Let's talk a little bit about the detective and the police officer. They did a great job.
They were good. Can I just say really quickly? So when we first are introduced to the like sheriff or whatever cop,
yeah,
there yeah. and he like his phone is ringing and he answers it. I not even low key. I high key thought that it was Darius Rucker, Hootie. From Hootie and the Blowfish.
Aww.
I was like, oh, he's making movies now? And then I had to look it up on IMDb, and I was like, that is not him.
Nah.
But no, he was really good. He was good.
Bruh.
You know? I was like, Hootie?
Is that you?
I know. Whoops.
I think the detective, like, she did an amazing job. I believed her as a detective. The cop, he kind of fell flat for me, the actor, many times. But I also like that at the beginning, he really portrayed well the relationship he had with that family.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't mess with them, and I am buddy-buddy with them, you know, like, I don't know, I like that, because at some point I was like, is he involved in this too, you know, because he looks messy, you know, and, like, he kind of comes to his senses with the detective is like,
bro, you get an outsider, you know?
Yeah, like, right. why are you letting these people walk around the house, like, this is all evidence.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I think when Will was trying to leave for his, like, sailing competition, and there were, like, all those reporters there, and then the cop showed up, and then Tom said something of, like, oh, and, like, oh, we'll call our lawyer, and he, along with us, helps pay for that uniform that you're wearing. Something along those lines.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah,
to show the privilege.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, you could see the look on the cop's face of, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I think that put a bad taste in his mouth.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Like, covering for this family that's pretty shitty.
Yeah. I really, really liked this show. I liked how it was written. I liked everyone's performances.
It was a good pace.
It was a good pace. It wasn't that many episodes.
Yeah, it was quick. It was
6 episodes. Yeah, like, it was quick.
Wanted
it
to keep watching the next one, which is always good.
Mm-hmm. I love this story so much, and because it just kept me intrigued, you know?
Right.
Because it was a lot I wanted, like, to know what was coming.
Who is who? What's happening? Mm-hmm. Who did it?
And every episode, it was like, oh, like there was some type of connection that we didn't know about.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Do you have any fun facts?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. I have quite a few, actually. So,
oh, yay.
Bear with me. Okay, first I want to get it out of the way, because the actress who played Amelia, the bride-to-be, okay, her name is Eve Hewson. She is actually Bono of U2. She's daughter. His daughter.
So, yeah.
There's that.
A little nepo baby.
As mentioned, this is based on Ellen Hildebrand's 2018 novel of the same name. Now, there were some changes between the book and the movie. Just a few things, nothing like too crazy.
Okay.
So, well, one of them is Amelia. Her character's name in the book is Celeste. But they changed it, and that's because Nicole Kidman was a producer, executive producer on the show, and she plays Celeste in Big Little Lies.
I was going to say, is it because she was Celeste in another show?
Right. Yeah. So they changed it to Amelia. She made that. Nicole Kidman was like, she can't be Celeste. So, yes. So she changed it.
No, and also, like, it's so weird. Like, Nicole Kidman is Celeste. Like, there's...
Yeah, and I think
that name belongs to her.
And Amelia is a good name, like that fit the character. That was fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So in the book, Merritt's death was actually an accident. It was still Abby, I guess that's her name. It was still her, but I guess it was an accident. Whereas in the show, it was more purposeful, sort of premeditated because of money.
The money.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then what they didn't have it in the book, but it was in the show, was that Greer had been escort or sex worker, and that's how she met Tag. That was not in the book. Okay. But I guess they really wanted something, you know, like salacious and like a big twist. And originally the writer, let me see, I have her name. Hold the phone. Quite a few things. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
What it was gonna be is that Greer, her first novel, had been plagiarized. But they figured that wasn't like
that's fucked
juicy.
Up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. But I guess it wasn't like juicy enough for the show, so they changed it to that she had been an escort. Which was kind of like a, so I kind of like that they changed that too.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the flash dance opening.
Yeah.
So the director, emailed everybody and was like, hey, so this is what I'd like to do. And they all started.
I saw an interview.
Oh, WhatsApp group chat, and they were all like, "I don't want to do this. I'm calling my agent. I'm not doing it. Fuck this." And the only person who was excited was Liev Schreiber. He was like, "Okay, I'll do it. Like, I like to dance. Let's go." Because Nicole Kidman said that she just didn't feel like Greer would participate in something like that. That she would be more of an observer. But I mean, obviously, they did it. You know, they were. I think they were just.
I know, and I think she she did it so well in character, too.
That's what she said. She was like, I was Greer in the dance. I danced it as Greer would, yeah. Which that's great. It should, that's how it should mm-hmm. be. And I think they didn't understand what the director was doing either. And I, it was along the lines of what you said, is she just wanted it to be fun and like sort of unexpected. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then I think once everyone sort of learned that, they were like, okay, we'll do it. And they were on board.
I'm going to send you, talking about that opening, I'm going to say there's a TikTok of this like influencer guy that makes fun of influencers. And it's like, he's so fucking funny. So it's like first episode of watching The Perfect Couple, and it's like the intro dance, and you're like, what the fuck? And then the second one, you're like, okay. And by the time you're on
by the end, you're like,
so you're doing the choreography with
which them. Actually, I think I was. Yeah.
So, I did not skip that intro. I loved it.
I know. Like, I watched it every time. Go. Also, that song is pretty catchy. So, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
So, Nicole Kidman, when she was cast in this, she reached out to Naomi Watts. They've actually been really good friends since the 80s. They knew each other in Australia, and they've mm-hmm. kept in touch, obviously, all these years. And Naomi Watts used to be married to Liev Schreiber.
Uh-huh.
They did divorce, yes. I think it was in 2016, but they still are on friendly terms. But either way, Nicole Kidman reached out to Naomi Watts, and she asked permission to be his, like, Liev Schreiber's wife on the show.
Oh, that's so respectful. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, and of course, Naomi was like, thank you for asking. Of course.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really nice.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
So production had already been filming for a month before Nicole Kidman came into film. And the day that she was coming to set, the guy who plays Tom, his name is Jack Rayner, they mm-hmm. were rehearsing, and he had his pants down, and he was just showing people his boxers, and Nicole Kidman walked in. So that's like, they were like, hey! And he's first just like, impression. Got his pants down, and they're like, we swear we're normal! Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny.
Wow, they were filming for a whole month before she came in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she's a busy lady,
I
want to
be
too.
Like her when I grow up.
I know, just like, I'm here. We can start.
She's just so, like,
fucking love her. Mm-hmm. So you said that it looked like the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. So filming actually took place in Cape Cod.
Oh.
Which is, like, adjacent to Nantucket Harbor. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to actually shoot in Nantucket because it does require, like, a ferry, a boat, to get back and forth, and mm-hmm. with all that camera equipment and everything, it's mm-hmm. just like, it's near impossible. So that's the only reason why it's just like, you can never really film there. So the closest mm-hmm. is Cape Cod, so that's where it was filmed. Of course, here it is. The writer was Jenna Lamia.
Okay,
that's what I was looking for.
So was she like super, is that the book, the author?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ellen Hildebrand wrote the book. Jenna Lamia wrote the script for the show.
Now, was Helen involved?
I think
in the making.
So I think what I had read is that she basically just gave them free rein. She was like, the book is the book. Okay. And TV is TV, so like,
I mean, take if with you it. Find out that Nicole Kidman is gonna be in it and producing and shit, I'd be like, whatever the fuck you want.
Right. And I mean, I know it's pretty common now where it's like, oh, it's based on a book. But I think still, like, as an author, to have your novel transformed onto screen, that is a big deal.
Something.
Right. Yeah. That is a big deal. So I think most of the time, like, they understand. They're like, you guys know what you need to do, so if you're gonna change things, like, it is what it is. But, I mean, obviously, I think they really kept to the core of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they probably did a good job, so I think she was pretty laid back with it. Like, just you know, do your thing. The actress who played Merritt, you were right, Megan Fainey. She had to have a life cast made of her entire body for the drowning scenes. So they did shoot her. So there were a few parts where they did it on a soundstage in a pool. And then some outside. But I think there were ones where it was like, obviously, like the floating body, I guess, when Amelia finds her and stuff. So they, so what they did is they made a full cast of her body using two different kinds of silicone. So they have to pour it really, really slowly, and then it sets. And then it's like a whole process. It sounds kind of scary, actually. And then once... Once they... I guess the silicone dries, and then they pour plaster over that layer. Because then I think it's probably like the front half, the back half. And then they put it together, and then they pour the plaster over it. So scary. But that's, it's her. That's like they nuts. Made a full. The scene with Tag singing Never Gonna Give You Up when he's on stage. That was actually improvised by Liev Schreiber. That wasn't in the script.
Ugh, that was so well done. Mm-hmm. And the fact
that's probably Nicole why people were just, like, what the fuck is going
and
on?
And Nicole so, just like trying to keep going with the scene. And she's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, and that is on good actors.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting.
And then one more. The scene where Benji smashes Tom's face in their wedding cake. So that actually did take several hours to film. But what happened was...
How many times?
So what happened was, is they didn't want the cake to move from his face. Like, they just smashed it once.
Oh,
and
right.
then they left it there. So they had to, like, break for lunch. So he was, like, eating lunch with the cake on his face. Which, that's crazy. But, yeah, because they needed to make sure that it was consistent, which I do appreciate, is, because you can tell sometimes with edits when... where they have, like, a full drink, and then it cuts away from that and comes back, and it's, like, way less, and you're like, okay. Yeah. Like, just those little things sort of take you out of it, so I do appreciate that consistency, so...
I like it too. I appreciate it too.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, those were like good. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Those were really fun facts. I love it. So the Rotten Tomatoes score was 63, which I kind of find it's low. I would have gone for like an 80.
Even like 75. Up.
Yeah, I think it was really, really, really good. The audience score gave it a little bit more, 68%. I don't know who's rating in these websites at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I would expect more from the audience, way more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The acting was beautiful.
I mean, yeah, like you said, like, I think the writing was pretty good. I mean, I think it is hard to write shows that keep people's attention, keep you guessing. You're invested in people, and they are terrible people, but you still kind of want to know, like, what's going
Why
on.
Why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's kind of annoys me. So if you guys are listening, if you have a Rotten Tomatoes account, make sure you are rating this show. Give it a nice little high score, because I think it needs it, and I think you need it to be definitely about 75. Definitely.
Yeah.
And, I didn't look at the IMDb, but, oh, wait, no, I have it here. IMDb gave it... Hold on.
I don't think it was that much. I feel like it was like a 5.5. I feel like that's what I saw.
IMDb. Oh, here it is. So IMDb gave it. Oh, it has it like kind of like per episode. It's asking me to rate it, and I'm like, I'm not gonna rate it because. Oh, here it is. 6.6.
Oh. Oh, okay. Good. Time, I'm glad I was wrong. It's still not super high, but IMDb's kind of hard. Liked it. I did like it. I would recommend it.
Yeah, because IMDb is everyone, you know? Yeah, I recommend it. I give it 2 thumbs up. It's a good show. It's not long.
No.
You know, it's 6 episodes. It's entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's a whodunit.
Right.
And we love those for sure.
Yeah.
We love that when they keep us on our toes.
Really quickly, we forgot. What did you think of the ending? So it's six months later.
I loved it. I just don't like the actress.
Take that out of it. I just mean, like, the story of, I mean, you can only assume that Amelia and Benji did not get married. Amelia moves to London. She's working at the zoo there.
Working at a zoo.
Greer comes and finds her and is like, hey, I wrote a book, but I want you to be the first to read it. And you can, like, give me notes and your approval.
Well, because she says it's about you. So I'm thinking that is this story about, you know, you're being inspired by Amelia, you know, and by, I don't know, I just feel so weird about Amelia's character.
I'm wondering if it... 'Cause
I wanted it to be about Greer's story and how
I'm sure she wrote that too, for sure. She was already working on that. Because when she said after her whole spiel and she looked at her publicist and was like, I'm working on it, don't worry. But I feel like this was something
separate. Do you think it was about, like...
I think what had happened.
Do you think it was about Merritt dying?
Yeah, I think it was going to be sort of like the wedding and when it happened. And maybe from Amelia's point of view and, like, her friendship with Merritt. And just, like, everything that had happened anyway. Because it is a crazy story. So, like, I mean... Why wouldn't you as a writer? It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, and so I think much at that point she was like, you know what? I don't even give a fuck if everybody knows my dirty laundry.
Exactly. I'm still going to make money out of it.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm just glad that they didn't get married, to be honest. Her and Benji.
Oh yeah. It's, they did not look like they loved each other.
What a mess. And really quick, I thought it was really funny because Amelia and Shooter share a little kiss, and then Benji sees them, and he walks in on them, and he punches the wall and walks out, and then he gets really drunk at his mom's book launch party, and then Amelia takes him into the back, and then they have sex, and then I love and then I love that she goes to Shooter, and she's like, Benji and I had sex, and he's like, oh. And it's like, that's her fucking fiance. Why are you getting upset? Like, you saw her on the train in New York for like 2 seconds.
You're coming for her wedding.
Like you have, because he kept saying like, oh, have we met before? And it was like 2 seconds on a B train in New York. And now like you're in love with this girl. That whole thing, I was like, okay, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I am glad they didn't get married.
They just had a crush on each other. Yeah.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
I love that she was like, I need to figure out my shit. So I don't want to have a marriage. I don't want to have a relationship with Shooter. Like, I'm good. I'm done. And all that shit with her mom, too. Like, you know, that's rough.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was like, oh, your mom is dying and you're, like, doing all this stuff.
I think that's part of the reason why she was trying to rush the marriage, too, though. You know?
That makes sense.
Like, my mom is dying. She probably wants me to get married and know that I'm taken care of.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't get married.
That's true. That's true. Well, I really liked it, and I hope everyone that listened today liked it, too, because it was a really good show, and Nicole Kidman, like, she's such a good actress.
Yeah, I mean, drama is definitely her thing. Like, she she's like Meryl Streep in that sense. She can just do no wrong. So.
Although I keep going back to that scene now on the stage when he's singing, and the fact that that was improv and she just went with it.
Yeah.
like, it was so uncomfortable but funny at the same time, because you could see everyone not knowing what
to... Yeah, you could tell. It's, like, palpable how uncomfortable everyone is. I think it pants, like, Dakota Fanning, and she was like... Uh-huh. Like, what's happening?
Ah, it's like Michael Scott on the Booze Cruise when he's dancing. And, like, everyone's reaction was their actual genuine reaction.
The best. Because they were, I love, like, that scene.
You know, he just kept going. And at the end of the filming, he's like, was that good enough for you guys?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Oh, I love that. Second season.
That's how it felt. Like, everyone's face was so genuine, you know?
Right. Very good.
Well, that's it for today. That was a great show.
That was a good one. Yeah. Good to talk about.
Well, and I think the episode after this one is our first spooky episode, so...
Ooh, yeah.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yes, it's a time. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
This year really has gone by fast. I feel like I say that most of the time, but it... I mean, we're more than halfway... A little more than halfway through September at this point, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for listening, guys. Make sure you subscribe, rate us, comment, and like us on all the social medias, too. Go give it a like. Go comment.
Because like us, and you're probably on TikTok, so...
Find us.
You the can show follow us. On. Yeah.
We're there.
Comment.
You can see our faces there, so... Also follow us on all the platforms. There's so many.
So many. Me either. I'm trying to run through my head. I'm like, I can't remember. And then you'll text me and be like, hey, we're on this thing now. I'm like, what? That exists?
Yep.
But great.
All of them.
Love it.
And make sure you also like us on all the platforms. And that's it. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Until next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.